There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
We're truly going the road in one of the loudest places probably in our league.
You have to win the big game. We're going to be ready to play.
The competition will certainly require us to play our very best.
A lot of Georgia fans have had this one marked on the schedule for a long time.
The legend of this legacy quarterback is born.
This is when we set our dynasty right here.
R11 versus R11 for 60 minutes.
Vilma Acho Burns, College Football Live. And Vilma, we're starting with soap. How about this? No Irish Spring in Georgia. They're getting ready for this Georgia-Notre Dame rivalry coming up on Saturday night.
Yeah, I love it. That's right, man. Everybody's involved. Not just the 11 players on the field. It's the fans. It's the superstore, the grocery store. Everybody. Let's go.
Vilma, way too excited right now.
Hey, I'm excited. Let's start. College Football Live, week 4. Let's go.
Welcome to College Football Live, presented by Dr. Pepper.
Now for today's Wendy's weekend watch. Of course, Acho, everybody's excited for this. Look at this. Three big games Saturday. Wisconsin hosting Michigan. Badgers looking awfully good so far this season. 110-0 outscoring those opponents. Afternoon, Auburn and A&M. And that nightcap, no Irish Spring available. Top 10 battle between Notre Dame and Georgia. Irish is 1-18 versus AP top 5 teams since 1999. All right. Both teams right now, this is huge, right? In Athens, 39% chance to make the college football playoff. So I'm going to start here, Acho. Who do you trust more? Who needs it more? Who are you taking? Ian Book with the Irish or Jake Fromm in Athens?
Based on that, I'm taking Jake Fromm. I think that they will win the ball game. Ian Book will put up the better numbers because Ian Book has to put up the better numbers. Notre Dame runs exclusively off Ian Book. And the last time we saw Notre Dame on a national stage, they got embarrassed 30-3 against Clemson. Notre Dame can't afford that again. The problem is Notre Dame doesn't have enough help. It's Ian Book, and that is it. He'll put up the gaudy numbers, but I just don't think it'll be enough for Notre Dame to pull off the victory.
No, Acho, the only way Ian Book puts up gaudy numbers, better numbers than Jake Fromm, is if he's playing catch-up after a blowout and is really junk yards at the end of the game. Look, Ian Book is going to be pressured by that Georgia defensive line. They have different packages they're going to bring in on third down. And let's not forget, the Georgia secondary can run with every last one of those Notre Dame wide receivers. There is nobody on that Notre Dame offensive skill set that can that Georgia fears right now in the secondary. So Jake Fromm is going to put up the numbers with a better offensive line, with better wide receivers, more skilled wide receivers, faster team, and frankly, he's a better quarterback.
Hey, Vilma, you're talking about wide receivers. A lot of questions on whether or not Georgia had the wide receivers this season because five of their pass catchers went out last year. 18 different Bulldogs have caught a pass so far. I want to throw this stat at you, though. Georgia's O-line averages 330 pounds. Notre Dame's defensive line, 270 pounds. How big of a difference maker is that, Vilma, when it comes to this matchup?
Well, the size difference, the weight difference, I don't look at so much. I'm talking about the speed, the lateral speed, lateral quickness. Georgia's offensive line is one of the best, if not the best, offensive line in college football. And it's because laterally, they can handle all the quickness, all the stunt moves that the D-line will do, all the blitzes that Notre Dame will try to do. That's why there's going to be such a mismatch on the offensive line against Notre Dame's defensive line.
I will add to that. Georgia, I saw this stat already through three games. They have 12 sacks on the year. Last year, the duration of the season, they only had 24 sacks. So Georgia has been getting after it, and Book will be on his heels the whole game.
Well, we'll see, though. Ian Book right now 5-0 on the road as a true starter, and that QBR is around 86, which is the fourth best road QBR in all of FBS. Another game we can't wait to talk about is going to be this one right here. Shifting gears to Madison. Big game between Big Ten, between Michigan and Wisconsin. FPI heavily favors the Badgers, 70% chance of winning. And, of course, all eyes are going to be on Jonathan Taylor, who rushed for over 100 yards in 24 of his 29 games. So, Vilma, who are you rolling with right now? You rolling with Jonathan Taylor or this Michigan defense?
Oh, you better believe I'm rolling with Jonathan Taylor and that offensive line. He's going to get 100, 125, maybe 150 yards on this Michigan defense. And here's the thing about Michigan's defense. It is not the defense of last year. I don't know what this defense is. I'm not saying they're a bad defense. I'm saying that the stars and the studs that they had last year to contain a guy like Jonathan Taylor, they are not there. So, Jonathan Taylor, offensive line, have at it, have fun, because it's going to be a rout.
I disagree with Vilma on this one. I think Jonathan Taylor will get his yards, but you don't define a defense just by looking at how many total yards. Look at Jonathan Taylor's yards per carry. That's what I think will be interesting here. I looked at the Army game where Michigan almost lost. They only gave up 3.3 yards per carry, though they did give up a lot of yards. So Jonathan Taylor, he needs to have a big game. I think Michigan's defense will rise to the occasion, but ultimately, again, I think Michigan falls short because they just don't have enough
balance. Acho, come on, Acho, you can't compare all Army's defense and Army's offensive line versus Wisconsin's offensive line.
No, you can't.
We're talking,
you know,
grown men on this offensive line, and you're talking about a grown man,
you know,
at that running back position.
JV, you know firsthand as a linebacker, there has to be some weight you give to schematics. I'm not talking about Wisconsin's running game and Army's running game, running backs, totally different. But you got to give some credit to Army schematics. Playing that triple option is a little bit different, so I give them some kudos and some credence there. But again, Jonathan Taylor, he'll get 150, but 150 on 30 carries is different than 150 on 10 carries.
Yeah, remember, Jonathan Taylor, he's faced Michigan before. He normally averages 150 yards a game. Right now, Michigan's held him to around 110 yards, so he has had a little bit of struggles against that Wolverines front. All right, another game, Texas A&M in Auburn. Looking forward to this one. This one's kind of crazy. Look at this, guys. The home team, it ain't home cooking. Six of the last 7 years, the road team has actually won that. So, Acho, who you trusting more in this one? Take your pick, Bo Nix or Aggie quarterback Kellen Mond?
Man, I'm taking Kellen Mond, and I'm taking what you just showed me, that graphic. I got to throw it off the window because personal experience. When I played Texas A&M, I remember my sophomore year, the year we went to the national championship, the stage was bigger than me. I just have to be honest. I was out there, and I was like, hey, coach. I was rotating with the guy at the time, and I didn't mind being subbed out because the Aggies started rocking in their seats, and the stage was bigger than me. Bo Nix has been solid thus far. Because he's a true freshman, we've probably given him too much praise, but he only has 4 touchdowns. Two picks on the year. It's not like he's been astounding. Kellen Mond, on the other hand, he's made some freak type of plays. It's a home environment. He's an older quarterback. I expect him to thrive in this setting.
No, completely disagree, Acho. This is how I'm looking at the game. Offensive line, defensive line. Defensive line for Auburn, one of the best in the country, versus offensive line of Texas A&M, they're okay. When was the last time the Texas offensive line faced a legitimate defensive line? Clemson. What did Clemson do? Beat the brakes off them with 3 down linemen, and then they rotated guys in and out of that defensive front. I'm telling you that Auburn's defensive line is going to give the offensive line for Texas A&M all they can handle, so it's a wash between Bo Nix and Kellen Mond.
Even in that game, it's not as if Trevor Lawrence had a field day. It's not as if T. Lawrence threw for 5 tugs and no interceptions. So I just think that they can surely hold Bo Nix at bay. If they can at least confuse Trevor Lawrence at times, you would think that a freshman will roll in there feeling good about himself. 3-0, we beat Oregon, feeling great. I just think he might be in for a rude awakening.
Hey, the one thing
I'm laughing because is that how you used to feel when you were 3-0? Would you kind of just like rock and sway when you were 3-0 at Texas? Is that how it used to be?
Hey, Acho, you were just talking. The moment was too big for you. I don't think it's going to be too big for Bo Nix, right? I mean, Bo Nix, I trust a whole lot more on the road than I do in Emmanuel Acho early in his career. By
Look,
the way,
I feel kind you.
Of. Hey, real quick, how cool is this? Jimbo Fisher, right, actually was the quarterback coach for Bo Nix's dad way back in the day when he was over at Auburn. So just kind of a crazy family connection between Jimbo Fisher, Bo Nix, and his dad. Looking forward to that one. All right, we got a lot more coming up on College Football Live. Listen, you guys are squirrely already. All right, we're going to talk about two teams with completely different starts, but you got to throw that out of the window when rivals meet. We'll ask the guys who need this win more, Gators or Vols. And we're going to go channel surfing on College Football Live with a great Week 4 slate of games, including why the Pac-12 has a playoff game in September.
College Football Live is presented by Ice Cold Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. And in part by eBay. Get exactly what you want on eBay. Welcome back to College Football Live, presented by Dr. Pepper.
I know you're crazy. I think the game will be close. So close to car. Closer, close, 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 much closer.
Crazy things.
We are glad to have you with us on College Game Day.
Going to be a good one in Athens. Going to be a good one in Gainesville. Let's take a look at the Dr. Pepper Championship Drive Game of the Week preview. Florida, Tennessee squaring off this week, but since 05, this matchup has been anything but a good one. Gators have won 13 of the last 14, part because the Vols averaging almost 3 turnovers a game, less than 20 points a game in that one. All right, Vilma, when we look at it, Mullen with the Florida Gators, Jeremy Pruitt trying to turn things around with the Vols. Who needs this win more?
Dan Mullen needs this win more. I'm not going to belabor the mediocrity that Jeremy Pruitt has sat in right now at Tennessee. Dan Mullen is the reason that there's desperation mode at Florida, because they still have at LSU, they still have Georgia. So if they have any chance of winning the SEC East and finding themselves in the SEC championship game, this is a must win for the Florida Gators and Dan Mullen.
I absolutely agree with you. Dan Mullen needs this game because Florida still has a ton to play for. They're playing for championships, SEC championships, and maybe they can stumble into some sort of playoff contention with a few wins, a few breaks going their way. Tennessee, on the other hand, they really tricked things off after week one, and if not, they put the icing on the cake with that week two loss to BYU. It's imperative the Gators get this win.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, guys, don't sleep on Jeremy Pruitt's squad, right? Daniel Batuli's back for the Vols. You got Kadarius Toney that's banged up. C.J. Henderson, Jabari Zuniga for Florida's kind of banged up, and he's questionable.
Wait, Burns, where are you going with this?
Tennessee will upset the Gators in Gainesville coming up this weekend. And if they don't, we'll burn the tape. I'm going big, right? I think that's what's going to happen.
Burns, and we need a bet. We need to bet 10 push-ups right now that Tennessee is going to lose this game.
Hey, give me 10-1 odds, and I'm good for that. All right? I'll be in good shape. All right, and let's go channel surfing over for week 4. And now as we start, Acho, what game can you not wait for this weekend?
Man, Utah, USC, that one gets me real excited. And it should get the nation excited. Utah was a lot of teams pick to be in the college football playoff. There are a lot of analysts pick rather to be in the college football playoff. Tyler Huntley, Zach Moss, those players don't get enough credit because they play for Utah. But they're solid on offense and defensively, only giving up 9.3 or 9.6 points per game. Keaton Slovis has been balling at USC because of his talent, but it's going to be a tough one.
Well, Acho, I see you're Tyler Huntley. I'm going to raise you a Hank Bachmeyer at Boise State. When you have siblings named Bear, Tiger, Buck, you know you recruited a tough quarterback. You know he's going to do something good for you. True freshman starting at Boise State. All he's done is win, baby, and he's going to continue. I can't wait to watch Hank Bachmeyer, the quietest quarterback that we don't talk about, who plays phenomenal. And then we take it all the way over now to the UCF team, who, by the way, needs to get a shout-out because they are a legitimate contender if they run the table for going to the college football playoff. Why do you say? Because they got a defense this year, a defense that can actually play ball. You saw what happened to Stanford. Stanford looked like a JV team against this UCF fast team. I can't wait to see them play against Pitt and roll on Pitt.
You know who's been maybe the most exciting team to watch all year? BYU. An overtime win against USC. Overtime against Tennessee. And then week one, a tough loss to Utah. This Washington versus BYU game's exciting because Jacob Eason's on the field. And that's a former stud at quarterback. Who's going to win that one? I'm just excited to see Jacob Eason and his potential versus a stingy BYU defense.
Hey, guys, you're talking about studs on as quarterbacks. How about Joe Burrow, right? He looks like he's a member of Cobra Kai right now, and the numbers that he's putting up is nothing short of fantastic. They're going on the road, Vandy, noon kickoff game. 83% of his passes he's completing. That's crazy. LSU fans keep pinching themselves going, is this real? It continues to be real. And get ready for Dave Aranda's defense to finally look like they're a championship contending defense. All right, championship contenders, that's Jonathan Vilma, right? And he's got his JV's Jawbone squad. Look at that, JV. Who are we rolling with this week?
Man, we're rolling with that Auburn defensive line. That's right. I'm calling them out because they are supposed to be the best defensive line in the country. Talking about Nick Coe, Derek Brown, Marlon Davidson. Well, show me something. This is now your chance, Derek Brown, to show why you are supposed to be the best defensive tackle in the SEC. I want to see the one-on-ones, not just versus Tulane, but versus the Texas A&Ms of the world, versus the other SEC West powerhouses of the world. And then Marlon Davidson, are we coming off the edge to get sacks, or are we just going to mess around? This is a time where you impose your will as a defensive line for Auburn because you have a true freshman starting at quarterback entering the SEC West. And now is the time to show exactly why everyone said that Nick Coe, Derek Brown were the best tandem in college football at that defensive line's position. I want to see them impose their will. That's my JV Jawbone squad of the week.
Ooh, there
I like
you go.
That. Got me fired
I'm
up,
ready.
JV.
I'm ready for this Saturday. It's a big week.
It is a big week. By the way, get ready to do some push-ups because I'm telling you, I'm double down on that. All right, and we got a lot more coming.
You're not getting 10 to 1 odds.
College football live. Hey, listen, I'll do the push-ups over on the ACC Network. I'll just go over there, right? Home for more ACC sports. Get accn.com to check for providers in your area. And if you don't see it, demand that they carry the ACC Network. All right, coming up, we had JV's Jawbone Squad. Now it's Acho's A-List, including why the eyes of Texas will actually be on an Oklahoma player this weekend.
College Football Live is presented by Ice Cold Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville.
I'm ready for this one. Saturday, Oklahoma State. Gundy's Mullet coming on. The 12th-ranked Texas from Austin. 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on ABC and the ESPN app. And our Saturday night football game presented by Wells Fargo. Looking forward to a little Acho's A-List, a storyline game and player. Acho, who you got?
First things up is the storyline. Now, let me paint this picture for y'all. Oklahoma State has beat Texas 4 consecutive times, 7 out of the last 8. That means Texas players, even if they were red shirts, have yet to beat Oklahoma State. If I beat a team 4 times, I start to feel like I own them. Oklahoma State is going into Austin. Austin better have a chip on their shoulder, the city and the team. This is going to be a heck of a game because there's a lot of firepower. Now, for me, A-List game. You got Notre Dame and you have Georgia. It's an A-List game because it's a playoff game played in September. If Notre Dame loses, that's it for them. They're out. They don't have enough strength on the rest of their schedule to rebound from this. And Georgia, are you a 1B team behind Clemson and Bama? Or do you belong in the exact same breath as Clemson and Bama? This is a huge game early on in the season and I love it. A-List player. My guy, Jonathan Taylor. Your freshman year, you set the freshman rushing record. Your sophomore year, you set the sophomore rushing record. Well, it's your junior year. What are you going to do? It's time for you to let the whole nation know who the best running back is. Some people want to say ETN. Some people want to say DeAndre Swift. Well, in Madison, it's time everybody says JT. Not just in Madison, but nationwide. I'm excited to see that player play like an A-List player.
Hey, they're talking about him possibly being the greatest Wisconsin running back of all time, and that's pretty high praise considering Ron Dane was out there. Speaking of the greatest things, part of our College Football 150, we're talking about the greatest innovations. How about the forward pass?
In 1913, when Newt Rockne is a player, not a coach, Notre Dame comes to New York and they shock Army using a radical tactic called the forward pass.
Most important rule change in college football, the advent of the forward pass. No question. Until then, it's basically rugby. And your smash mouth football, it's too dangerous. It got the game away from just the big guys. Now speed matters. It adds speed and skill.
Stewart lets it go. He's got three people down there. Ball's up in the air. Touchdown!
The forward pass creates a dramatic moment in the game that really makes it 1,000 times more dynamic and more gripping and more popular.
Oh, I like 3 yards in the cloud of dust every now and then. But a forward pass is pretty cool.
And that ball's floating in the air and picked up by Kendall Wright. Touchdown, Bears!
Feels like a story of LSU season, the forward pass, right? The greatest, presented by Xfinity tonight, 7 p.m., always streaming live on the ESPN app. All right, other television news and notes. HBO announced that a couple of teams are going to be on their 24-7 sports series, like Hard Knocks, right? How about this? We got Florida, Penn State, Arizona State, and Washington State all going to get their chance to show off for the camera. All right, gentlemen, Acho, we'll start with you. Which one of these you can't wait to watch?
How about the sleepy pick? Arizona State and Herm Edwards. Why? Herm Edwards is a walking, quote, machine. From you play to win the game. I'm waiting to watch that from sunup to sundown. I might just freaking take his quotes and steal them as my own. You know me, JV.
Oh, I know. You'll steal people's stuff. It's all good, though. But how are you not going to want to watch Mike Leach? Mike Leach is the funniest coach out there. Forget college football, NFL, just the funniest coach, period. I can watch his interviews all day long. I will pay to watch his interviews and to watch that show.
I'm looking forward to that one. Honestly, I'm kind of looking forward to Florida as well, too, because, A, Dan Mullen's probably going to be upset that I picked Tennessee to beat Florida this week. But also, you know who the star of that is going to be? It's actually going to be his wife, Megan Mullen. She's like the team mom for the Gators. And listen, when you're dealing with kids like Vilma and Acho, Vilma, you got to have somebody in charge of the whole team, right?
Yeah, you're right. Look, I just don't want to always have to beat up Acho for trying to take my lunch money and stealing my stuff. That's all I asked for.
Here's the thing. The Gators will be pretty dope, but I'm going to just get jealous watching them because they're Jordan brand. And I feel like we're going to see a new pair of Jordan kicks or Jordan gear each and every episode. And I'm going to be hating. I'm not going to lie to you.
Acho, you just said that because you want them to bring you some free gear. It ain't happening, buddy. Sorry about that. Manuel Acho, Jonathan Vilma, I'm Peter Burns. Week 4 is here, and I might have to do some push-ups. Thanks for watching College Football Live.